The best ideas start as conversations. Johnny Ive, the ex-design head of Apple, said this. And it's something we all need to think about whenever we're having a conversation. Because conversations aren't just something you do to kind of make things happen and get it over with. They generate ideas, they generate opportunities, they generate so much value, not just for you, but for the people you're talking to. And over 500 odd episodes of hosting podcasts, I've realized that there is a method, there's a three-stage process to really build the best form of conversations. And that's what I'm going to share with you. If you're someone who struggles with having conversations, who often feels like, I don't know what to say, I'm worried about, you know, how it's going to go with the other person, I'm also kind of worried about how well I'm listening, how much I'm adding, and all those things around it, I have something to tell you. Conversations are hard, but like most hard things, there are things you work on, you figure methods and ways to kind of evolve that. But when you actually get it right, when you actually learn the methods to have great conversations, the amount of value you can get from it is a lot. It's like Johnny Ive, the ex-design head of Apple, said, right? Great ideas stem from great conversations. And there's a three-stage process to build the best form of conversations. And these stages are how we feel, how we speak, and how we listen. Let's start with how we feel. Let's admit it. When most of us get into conversations, we are worried about how people will be looking at us, listening to us, judging us. And as soon as that fear of judgment comes in, we hold back from saying so many things. Which is why most times when you meet someone, you don't know what to say, you ask them about the weather. And that's the most like random thing to say, but everybody says it because you're worried about saying anything else. It's like you walked into a room and you feel like everybody's eyes are looking at you. You feel like everyone's judging your every single move. Everyone's focused on every single action. And that makes you feel nervous. It makes you forget everything you ever wanted to say. And I've been through that, right? And at a certain point of time, I realized what that was when I read about it. It's something called the spotlight effect. You feel like there's a spotlight on top of you and all eyes are on you. Everyone's listening to you. But there are ways to move beyond that. There are ways to move beyond that worry of being judged. And the first way to kind of do that is to realize the simple fact that everybody else in that room is going through the exact same thing that you are. They're worried that you're judging them, that you're focused on them. So they're feeling the same thing. And once you realize you're all on the same boat, you kind of feel a little calmer, kind of feel a little better about yourself. And then what you also can actually try to do, which I've actually done for a long time, especially when I'm on stage, I'm talking to someone, I've realized that how do you make it like a conversation without feeling like, okay, there are so many people here, is I focus on one person. I just talk to one person. I block out everybody else. It's almost like wearing noise-canceling headphones and you blocked out all the noise, right? You focused on that one person you're talking to. And as you're doing that, you're feeling a lot better. You're feeling safer. You're feeling like you're not being judged. And you realize you're on the same boat. And that's how you make sure you feel the right way when you're actually having a conversation. Be sincere, be brief, be seated. The US President Franklin Roosevelt said this, and that's super important for the second stage of having a good conversation. That is what you say. Because what we all add to a conversation is what we say. And what we all end up doing is saying as much as possible, as quickly as possible to get it out of the way. Because we're nervous, because we want to show that we have all this information, we want to show that we know all these things. But if you hear those sentences I've just said, you're making it all about yourself. But if you approach conversation as something where you are giving value to someone else, where you are not reacting to something they've said, you're responding to something they've said. Because when you're reacting to what someone has said, you are immediately almost letting your emotions drive the conversation. Oh, you said this, this is what I'm immediately feeling, I'm putting it out there towards you. But when you're responding to what someone has said, taking time to listen to what they've said, analyze it, and then come back with your own perspective. And when you do that, you sound a lot calmer. You actually have thought this through. And it's a small fact, and it's been proven, that people perceive people who take long pauses in a conversation, in a statement, as being more intelligent. So you seem more intelligent as well. So take that pause, analyze what's being said, and respond accordingly and be brief about it. You don't have to share everything you have in your head over there. You don't have to blurb it out. Like, I used to be a mumbler in my childhood, in my college, right? I would have 50,000 ideas in my head and I'd go in, is what, how I would talk. So when I became a podcaster years later is when I realized, okay, let me sit down, talk a lot slower. It's fine. People can wait. No one's in a rush. And what talking slower also teaches you is a simple fact, is that you're not talking to just give value to yourself or give importance to yourself. You're talking so you can give value to the other person. You're sharing something that is valuable for them and for which they can actually wait. They can actually hold on and really understand and learn from you and actually just get value from you. But therein comes the third part. And in many ways, the most important part is how you listen. Listening doesn't mean that you don't talk. Doesn't mean that you're only letting the other person speak and you just sit there. One of the first things I remember learning as a podcaster was the fact that the more you listen to the people you're talking to, the more easy it becomes for you to actually take this conversation ahead. Because whenever someone is talking, you're listening to them, your next question, your next statement comes from what they've said. And when you make that a question, what it does is a few things. One is, it's making it easy for you, less pressure. You don't have to come in with so many ways to kind of respond to what they've said. It's also making the other person feel like they've been heard. You're making them feel like, oh, this person's actually heard what I've said. They're actually, you know, asking me something more, which means they're giving me a feeling of, oh, I want to share more because they want to hear more of what I'm saying. And especially in cases where, let's say you're in an organization and you're slightly more senior and you're talking to someone who's slightly junior, you're making that person feel like you're leveling the playing field. The fact that even though you might be senior to me, even though, you know, I am junior in just the hierarchy, because you asked me a question, because you're asking me to give my perspective, it in many ways makes me feel like I can actually add more and say more rather than shying away from saying anything at all. So first step is to figure out how you feel and bring yourself to that point where you are calm enough and clear enough to talk. Stage two is when you kind of go in about what you're talking about, what the tone in which you're talking, in terms of what information you're giving, the kind of value you're giving. The last part is how you listen, how you let the other person feel heard, how you kind of pull them in. And the big realization I've had over the last many years is that people just want to be heard. The more you make them feel like they're being heard, the more they will gravitate towards you, the more they will want to have conversations with you. And there is a last part that adds to all of this. The more you listen to people, the more you're open to learning from their own perspectives, the more you're allowing yourself to change what you already learned, what you believe, or, oh, these are things I already know. It could just change that. It could help you evolve to being a better you tomorrow instead of saying, I know everything. I don't need you to tell me what my next steps need to be. And if you look at some of the most successful people, they are people who are willing to listen and evolve basis those conversations. I mean, Jeff Bezos talks about this, where he says that the smartest people in the world are people who listen and are willing to evolve from those conversations. And so if Jeff Bezos can say that, it's something we can all kind of channel in our own lives and use them. So use these three stages to kind of help build better conversations, get more value, not just for yourself, but the people around you. Make sure when you're doing that, you make this less about yourself and more about the people you're talking to. So before you head off and have a conversation with someone, I want to make sure you hit subscribe and smash that bell icon. And I'll catch you guys in the next one. And in the meantime, if you can't wait for the next video, you can check out all the content we have on Instagram, across our podcasts, and everywhere else. Tons of stuff out there for you to really channel the slow growth life, to figure a way to find balance, clarity, and tap into your curiosity, so you can kind of move ahead in the best possible way.